And all these Spanish women watching me like a novella. And even when we in the club, I still need an umbrella. Cause I'm getting a wetter than a letterman in the rain. We at the club, hundreds and fifties, I'm making it rain. Tight now, nah, all of y'all know I'm kidding like a rubber bro. Getting money and bitches, but really that's another note. And all these haters, they can suck my dick. Cause honestly, that's the only way you'll ever succeed. Got what you need, cause I sweat and I bleed. Did it all on my own, didn't beg, didn't plead. Everybody talking about logic, don't sell out. Bitch, I had a deal, Roy, yeah, for a sellout. Doing shit that rappers never do, you know I'm on it. So why don't I stop pretending you were within my contract? Make the type of music that I want, check. Work with whoever the hell I want, check. Keep it visionary to the death, yep. Cause I'm doing it for the music, not just to get a check. Visa, what up, you know I'm on point. I'll be chilling with your bitch while she rolling up a joint. Making a killing for a living like a hitman. Rappers hear my new records and be like, oh shit, man. Black card, black power, white fist. Ain't no way in hell a mixed brother didn't write this. And everybody talking shit, man, score it. Cause if you could do it better than me, then you do it. Where we going? Really, there's no telling. Lyrical cocaine, narcotics is what I'm selling. Goddamn, got bars like a felon, and we getting.
Hey, y'all, world. Welcome to Yo Set That Podcast, man. To entertainment, politics, sports, whatever else is hot in the streets. TJ, what's going on?
Oh, what's good in your hood, son?
Ain't shit, same, man.
Oh, well. First, before we start out, I want to say one thing. I don't know if anybody else has heard this, but as a soccer referee got punched by a player out in Utah in a game, and he's in a coma.
Was this a professional?
Uh-huh.
Or was this professional soccer?
Nah, it was a high school game. I mean, a rec league game.
Right?
Yeah. Punched him one side of the head, man, flagged him for a foul. But his coach and his parents don't want him charged because they said it was in the heat of the moment. And
oh, really?
He was angry at the call. Police say to hell with that. They booked him, his ass in the juvenile detention center right now on aggravated assault charges. But they say the ref probably has no chance of coming out of this. It's going to be a miracle if he come out of this coma. I'm like, yo, seriously, folks, it's a damn game. He ain't getting no money for it. You ain't getting no money playing. He making whatever money he making refereeing. It ain't none of that worth that attitude that you see in soccer matches, hockey games, basketball games, little football moms on the side losing their mind. It's for your kids, and it's a pain game, and it's just supposed to be fun. Y'all taking it way too serious. Y'all kids are not leaving rec league and going professional the next week or something. There's no scouts out there from the leagues checking y'all kids out at rec league games.
Showing.
You know,
that's crazy. Like,
and you, I mean, your kids play, you see it.
Why? I mean, even like with, you know, me, I yell at the refs. I do that, but like, I'm not gonna go up to him and punch him in his face. It's not that serious.
You know, I mean, but it's just not the refs. I mean, you see,
yeah,
you know, parents fighting each other, you
yeah.
know, berating other kids that's not dancing in the stands and everything. You know, it just get real. It's been got so out of hand because people feel like now you can say anything you want to anybody because you have the freedom of speech. Some things you need to keep to yourself. It's not all about just you have a freedom of speech. Everything that you think shouldn't come out your mouth. You know, but I saw it early today and I was like, dude, this is crazy. You know?
Yeah, that is crazy.
And 17 years old, if he died, I would charge him as an adult.
So it was the player that did it.
Yeah, the player did it. He got booked for a foul. Hit him once to the side of his head. And I was like, man. I was like, this don't make no sense at all, man. And you ain't get first of all, he didn't get thrown out the game. He get a red card. He just got a yellow card, a warning infraction. He's still in the game. Shut up and play. Okay, yeah. Now we got the soccer man on here, so I want to see his opinion on the matter and the subject.
Hold up, what's up, Pat? What's going on, man? We can't hear you.
Cut your mic on, dog.
I'm trying, man.
Okay, well.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, all right, man.
You like Verizon. We hear you good.
The great one is back. What's up?
Okay. Listen, he was just talking about a story about a 17-year-old soccer player out in Utah, I believe. Yeah, Utah. Punched the ref, put him in a coma. And I know you're a soccer fanatic. A yellow card is just a booking card. You're not getting thrown out of the game, right, after the match, right?
How come everybody starts talking about soccer and it's bad? They got to come talk to me. What's up with that?
Because, number one, we two black people who don't run around playing soccer. I haven't played soccer since I was in Colorado in the ninth grade. So I don't, you know, I haven't played. You ain't never seen nobody playing soccer up here. We didn't play soccer in the city. Our soccer in the city was basketball, and pretty much that's it. That's it. You know, you sit there on the football field, you kick it through the goalpost, and you're like, okay, that's your soccer for this year.
Yeah. All right, so the kid punches the referee and puts him in a coma. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope they put him in jail for him in for 30 years, man.
He's in juvenile detention center on aggravated assault, but the ref died, and they said more than likely it's going to take a miracle for him to come out of this coma.
What's the guy's cellmate's name? That's all that counts right now.
I don't know his cellmate name. I'm sitting in Baltimore, man. I don't know what the dude's cellmate name is. Probably Butler. I don't know.
Well, if it
he's
is,
Utah,
man,
well,
I hope
he's in Utah, so it's probably something like, I don't know, Patrick, maybe. I don't know.
Patrick.
Bubba's in Utah. You know,
does Karl Malone still live there?
He's not. He hasn't been black since 86, man. Come on.
Oh, wow.
He hasn't been black since 86. He want to be a cowboy. He want to be a cowboy in a ranch.
Wow.
So, you know. His words,
wow.
Not mine. His words.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hey, don't be hating.
The last thing I do is worry about Karl Malone during the course of the day.
Oh, well, all right. I know. You didn't think you'd hear that name tonight, did you?
I didn't think I would want to hear that name ever again, so. Anyway.
What's up, fellas? What's going on, man? What's good in the hood, man?
We got you back on the show, so.
I'm here, man.
Last week, we was going to go over hockey, but you wasn't here, so that's what we're going to do tonight. Since you're here, we're going to go over the hockey playoffs and see where you stand. Who do you think is coming out the Eastern Conference?
Pittsburgh.
That's what I said, too. But I really would like to see the Caps come out. I would. They disappoint me every year. So
yeah.
I get tired of rooting for Ovechkin, and he just sit there and want to be a model. But he played good tonight. So
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And I assume you got Chicago coming out the West.
You know what? I think the West is more of a toss-up. And the reason I say that is you got the West Coast teams like, San Jose, Vancouver, and all that. You don't see them a whole lot, so, you know, I know what I read on paper with those guys, so I can't really. Chicago, you see more of. They're on every week almost on NBC. But anyway, so that's a little more open there. Plus, you got Detroit, who just seems to find a way to win.
They snuck in the playoffs.
I know they did.
They needed to win every game the last week of the season to get into the playoffs. So.
Well, you know, they're playing with house.
Sold on Detroit.
So. They're playing with house money right now, so that's a dangerous team.
I'm going with Chicago.
All right, man. What's going on with the NBA playoffs? What's up?
Oh well, shoot. We ain't got the stands. I can go right into the minor league. Shoot.
Go ahead,
man.
That's all right, man. Go ahead.
All right.
Talk to me. Catch me up to date, man.
We know Miami swept. Everybody knew that. Even though Brandon Jennings said that they was going to win, the Bucks was going to win 6-2. So I mean 4-2. So I mean what was he supposed to say for real? Was he supposed to say we're going to go get our butts kicked?
He wasn't supposed to say nothing.
No, he was supposed to do what he did. He was supposed
I don't
want a dude who's going to be on my team who's scared that we're going to get swept and none of that junk. I want a dude who's going to say.
Just because you don't say nothing don't mean you're scared.
Yeah, he did.
Brandon Jennings ain't scared. He can't do it with Monte Ellis.
If you sitting there and you quiet, you want them to be quiet because you don't think you had no confidence. I want a dude confident in what he's going to do. If you was on the Bucks team and then you was playing and you was sitting there quiet, I'd be like, dude, this nigga's scared. He ain't trying to play. Basketball is a trash talking sport. You know it. So
absolutely.
I want that dude who's gonna be confident and run his mouth. I don't want that dude sitting on the sideline scared, or I don't want that dude sitting there, well, I don't know, they bad, we match up, okay. No, I want the dude to say we're going to win 4-2 and try to back it up. I know he can't. If he didn't do it, he didn't do it. And he ain't got nothing to lose. And like y'all say, he playing with house money. He had nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing.
He was selling wolf tickets, man. Come
on
now.
He's supposed to. He ain't supposed to sit there and say, man, you didn't play ball enough times, Pat. We went down the court, and everybody took you for granted.
That's
everybody
right.
See you come down the court, they be like, oh, that dude, little short white dude, he can't do nothing. Until you get out of the court, start banging jumpers all over the place, then they be like, oh, everybody, we better guard him now.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So, okay. Anyway, what's going on? The Lakers lost. Lakers swept.
Yeah, bye.
They got swept. We knew that was coming.
Bye.
The big news of the playoff to me is Westbrook getting hurt. Yeah, once Westbrook went hurt, that team looked like they're in so much disarray right now.
It's because they double and triple teamed Durant. It's like it feels like nobody.
First
else
of all, they need to take the ball. They need to take the ball out of his hand. Stop trying to make him run point forward LeBron and Pippen.
Like LeBron,
That's not his game. His game is doing what he was doing. Put the boy Jackson back on the point and let him run the point like he was doing. Or bring that old Derek Fisher off the bench and let him earn that money that they giving him for some reason. I have no idea why he's still in the league. But get Durant off the point and let him run the plays that he was running before. I think they'll beat the Rockets. I just think that's as far as they're gonna go. If Memphis win, which I think they're gonna do, I told you all that half line jump the Clippers was doing during the regular season was not going to work in the playoffs, man. Dudes is putting bodies on them, dudes coming down the lane, smashing, griffing up on the boards and everything. Zach Randolph is owning his butt right now, man. Him and Gasol is just killing them, him and DeAndre Jordan, man.
I give you that.
But if they got to play Memphis, man, they're going to beat Durant down. They're going to beat him down so bad, and it's going to, right now, it's going to be Memphis and San Antonio coming out, San Antonio coming out the West.
And
truthfully, I wouldn't be surprised if Memphis came out the West now. If Ginobili don't play like he's capable of playing, I could see them shutting down Memphis. I mean, San Antonio. They are big across the front line of Memphis, and I hate to say it because I've been trashing the dude for like 3 years. Mike Conley is finally playing like he's an NBA point guard.
Yeah, he actually stepping his game up.
He is killing Chris Paul, and I never thought those words would come out my mouth. He is just making Chris Paul look like a regular point guard. Now, over in the East, I have no idea why I do know what's going on with the Knicks. They went up 3-0, and then they just felt like they ain't had to play the last game to close it out. You know, J.R. Smith, you know, they wearing the black suits to the funeral and everything, and they doing that thing, man. You still need to close the fourth game out, man. I have no problem with them talking the trash, but the Celtics are like 60 years old apiece. You know, this series should be over already, man. I give him the pass for the one game because Smith ain't played because he elbowed Jason Terry in the mouth, which was funny to me. I laughed.
Yeah, that was good.
And I was good with that because I can't stand Jason Terry. But
he run his mouth.
I give him a pass for that game. But the game last night, I have no idea what the hell he was doing. I don't think
they didn't know what that was about.
They waited to the fourth quarter to start running their offense. I mean, everybody playing isolation. And this Brooklyn-Chicago series, I wish Derrick Rose came back and played now.
Next round.
I wish Derrick Rose had played because I really think if Derrick Rose had played this, if he came back and played this series, I think they'd have swept Brooklyn. And I think if they play Chicago, they'll just beat LeBron. They ain't going to beat him, but they going to beat him up. They ain't letting him come through the lane, dunking all that junk and everything. They're going to foul the shit out of dude. And I mean, I don't care if he's the marquee player in the league. You have to do that. Jordan did it. Jordan got beat up all the time. Everybody gets beat up in the playoffs. I don't want to hear nobody mouth about it. I don't know what the hell Mark Jackson talking about. Lamar
Jackson just looking out for his players.
Come on, dude.
Hey, seriously.
You ain't seen one hard foul on Steph Curry.
I ain't saying that. I'm saying he said they just fouled him hard.
They beat him up. He coming out there. They intentionally trying to hurt him.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Nobody
saying he's looking out for his player because without Steph Curry,
that's not looking out for his player. That's what drew a $50,000 fine because the league was like, "What the hell are you talking about? That's the most ridiculous garbage on the planet."
he probably should have just shut up.
But if Steph Curry
feels like he get beat up, Mark Jackson got a chance to pull it to the referee's assistant.
Man, if that's getting beat up, then everybody who played.
It's not.
Then everybody who played the league from 79 to this year then got beat up. Cause they,
I didn't see how the fouls, you know what I mean? But
he didn't
understand.
Do you understand what?
I understand why Mark Jackson said that. I understand why. I'm not saying that. Explain it to me then. Because if his play is uncomfortable out there, he's going to bring it to the attention of the refs.
His player is the best player on his team. Okay. It's playoff time. There ain't nobody gonna be man. So Steph Curry. So as long as Steph Curry is comfortable and he can shoot open jumpers and he can do what he wants.
Nah. But like if Steph Curry brings that to his attention, then Steph Curry needs to go
play softball.
Oh Jesus!
Because there's no way that if you ain't seen the man ain't been touched hardly. The man sitting there, he's a shot. They say he's shooting 3 free throws a game because he don't come in the lane. He's sitting out there shooting 30-foot jumpers. Who the hell is fouling him?
Dude, I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is I understand why Mark Jackson did it.
Because they got their ass handed to him 7 nights.
I don't agree, but I understand. That's all.
So, how am I going to say this? So as long as Steph Curry come and bitching and complaining, then
Mark Jackson could say, look, you know, I did this. You know what I mean? You guys step up and do your job. I took this $50,000 hit.
Win me a game. Then all that, to me, that Mark Jackson's an idiot.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Because I'm telling you now, if you get fouled, and that's the – If those are hard fouls, and Steph Curry is the one who's actually complaining about the fouls to Mark Jackson, and Steph Curry's up, you might want to pull his pants down and check his between his legs.
Uh-oh, there's been enough of that this week, Hank. Careful.
Because he's soft as butter there.
Wow.
He just ain't the color of it. He look like it. I mean, he's just soft as it there.
Light-skinned joke, though.
Man, please, if Steph Curry went to call and complain to Mark Jackson about these fouls, light skin ain't got the joke ain't the light skin joke. The joke is him. Ty Lawson getting beat up for coming through the lane. Everybody's getting beat up in hard fouls. Man,
but like you said, like you said though, Steph Curry don't put himself in that position. So I guess when he get them fouls, it's just a different position, just a different feeling for him. Cause he don't keep like you say he don't go down the lane he don't you know that's not his game. When he's just trying to get to the other side of the court and he getting bumped, I guess he feels a certain way.
I seen the fouls that Mark Jackson claimed that they was abusing him on.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there looking at him. I was like, yo.
I didn't see something.
They was just you can't rub off a screen and then don't think you're supposed to get touched none.
Yeah.
You know, so what he's supposed to do, the best shooter in the league is supposed to just come off open screens and just have nobody, what they're supposed to say, oh, don't, we ain't going to touch you, but we know you're the best shooter in the league, but we're going to let you shoot this open 24-footer. Go ahead. Man, come on, man. It's playoffs. He's lucky they got the hand check rule in place now.
He'd be getting
killed.
Wait a minute. Hold on. These guys make 6-7 figures, right? And when we played for free, we got thrown in the fences, we got thrown in the poles, nobody called anything. What the?
I remember the day we was coming down court and Chicken went up for that ugly shot and ran straight into the pole and split his head wide open.
Yes, he did.
And nobody had to call a press conference to tell dude not to shove him in the air. That was that rule the next time, dude. That's when right. You leave the ground, don't shove a dude in the air, man. Come on. Yo, dude is making, what, $15 million or whatever he's making.
Damn.
And he's complaining. That my thing is, I think I could see Mark Jackson saying it if anybody had gave him a hard foul for real in this series. But if you ain't had no hard foul,
right,
and no one has even touched you really, you can't bitch and complain. I know what he's trying to do, and I know what you're saying he's trying to do. He's trying to do like Phil Jackson did.
Yeah, exactly.
He's trying to do what Phil Jackson did when Mike was getting beat up and Scottie was getting beat up and Kobe getting beat up and Shaq was getting beat up. But they had legitimate gripes. You can't, you know, Shaq had a legitimate gripe every time he touched the ball, right? Yeah. He had a legitimate gripe every time he touched the ball down low. Steph Curry don't go down low. He don't post up nobody. He got Ty Lawson by 6 inches, and he still ain't posting him up. He's sitting out there shooting jumpers over everybody. And I mean, dude, it's sweetest.
His game is his game, Mike, I have no problem
with that, but, dude, I could see Klay Thompson arguing more about what they're doing to him than Steph Curry, because they are roughing. Iguodala is roughing Klay Thompson up, and I have no problem with that. You're the second best shooter in the league. You're not getting open shots on me. You're not gonna have me on SportsCenter looking ridiculous every damn night.
Hold on. So you got Steph Curry is number one, and Klay Thompson is the second best shooter in the league.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make that clear.
I said that weeks ago. I said that Mark Jackson was another idiot because they're not the best shooting people. He said Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are the best shooters in the history of the league.
No.
I was like, man, you just dude. I mean, I give it to him because he's a coach and he's going to stick up for his players. And I respect the fact that he do what he do for his players. But sometimes you need to shut the hell up and let the players play. And those are two of the times. When he said that, and then that idiot Wilbon co-signed it for him, and then when he said that, you know, oh, they're beating up and they're abusing my players. And if they abuse my players, I got to come up to the podium and say that, you know, you can't. Man, shut up.
So y'all who lost. Do you have winning that series is the question.
If Golden State don't win tonight, it's over when they get to Denver.
Okay.
It's over when they get to Denver. And I really think Denver figured out what they're doing. They didn't got in their heads. The fifth game, they sat there, and whatever Mark Jackson got mad about happened from the second quarter on to the end of the game. Because he had no problem in the first quarter. Steph Curry was just up there just shooting like he was in practice. Then next thing you know, the thing is, and I'd have been there. I'd have been switched Iguodala on to Curry. He's longer. He's more physical.
Yeah.
He's a better defender than Ty Lawson. I'd have been put him on him. After he put Iguodala on Curry and took his chances with Ty Lawson, guarding Jared Jack.
But with that said, who is Ty Lawson going to guard?
He's been guarding Jared Jack.
Jared Jack don't play the whole game, though.
Yes, he did. Jared Jack start. He's been starting.
Okay, yeah.
Once David West got hurt, he's been starting. But I'd have been switched him on to them because, you know, Jared Jack actually is a point guard. Ty Lawson is more reserved for running point.
Right.
Steph Curry is a shooting guard. Iguodala could play him a lot better, and I'd have been putting them on him. And I don't know why George Karl took them for 3 games to figure that out. He's a better coach than that. I mean, I know he went to North Carolina, but God, anybody could have figured that out. Anyway.
Hey, let me ask you guys this, since you follow it more than I do. When you first hear that a guy like Durant is going to be out for an extended period of time, does it cheapen it for you? Because you guys are really into it. Do you say, like, wow, man, that's a huge loss as a fan? Or do you say, or you just look at the series and say,
when Westbrook went down, I didn't know Westbrook had got hurt until I was sitting here. I was doing something, and we was on the Yo Sports. I was on the Yo Sports. Yo said that Sports Talk page on Facebook, and I saw Derek had put Westbrook is gone, and I looked at it, and I said, man, I was like, you want to see OKC play Miami. I want to see OKC play the Spurs at full strength for the conference championship.
Right.
And even if they get to the conference championship, it ain't going to be the same without Westbrook guarding Tony Parker. Mm-hmm. You're going to see it's just like
you want to see the best player.
You want to see Kobe. You want to see if Kobe play against the Spurs if he could actually pull out a win in the final. I mean, in their first round. Even though I didn't think even with Kobe they couldn't.
No,
I just didn't think they couldn't. They couldn't have beat the Spurs. But you want to see Kobe. That's why when Kobe went out, I really didn't want to see the Lakers in the playoffs anyhow.
I don't want to miss out on, you know, a great series because of injury.
Yeah.
It's like the year the Patriots played the Eagles in the Super Bowl. You want to see a healthy, full strength Terrell Owens playing in that game. Because on a bum leg, he did a lot of damage. See what he do on a full leg, you want Derek don't want to see it. Everybody else want to see it, but you don't want to see good athletes in the playoffs, you know, not play because they of an injury. Westbrook injury really messed the Thunder up. They have nowhere. That 1-2 punch of him and Durant is ridiculous, and you can't sit there and say
Kevin Martin ain't no Westbrook.
Kevin Martin ain't no Westbrook, but I mean, Kevin Martin was supposed to be Westbrook. Kevin Martin was just supposed to take Harden's spot.
Right. Yeah.
And he did what Harden did last year for them. You know, he actually is a better 3-point shooter. He just can't create like Harden can. But you know, now that Harden, you could see the confidence in him. You know, once Westbrook got hurt, you see the confidence in Harden just came straight back. He was like, I'm just taking everybody up here, because he couldn't take Westbrook off the dribble. You know, Westbrook's fast, and Westbrook is a little dude who get up. I've never seen a point guard jump that high, and he can fly through the air, man.
Yeah, he can fly.
You know, once Westbrook went down, game four, man, you seen Harden come out there and just show his butt, man. But I
want to see the full strength.
I want to see everybody at full strength in the playoffs. Everybody except for Wichcomb. As long as Stoudemire is sitting on that bench, the Knicks are a way better team.
Well, shoot, if your coach can't tell that,
I want to see Tyson Chandler at full strength by the time they get to the next round. I want to see Kenyon Martin at full strength. If Amari Stoudemire never came back, it wouldn't bother nobody in New York.
They should have closed out.
Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm not worried about them closing. They're going to win Boston. I'm not worried about that. My thing is...
You could get rest.
When Stoudemire come out and play... Oh, because that Indiana series going 7 games.
Yeah.
Atlanta going 7 games.
Atlanta,
I had no idea Indiana had won in Atlanta for so damn long. And you would think they play each other 5 times a year. You would think that it's in 12 years, they would have stole 1 game in Atlanta. Atlanta's not that great a team that you can have that much dominance over another team.
Right.
But, you know, all the time they didn't play, how could you not beat Atlanta? They got, you know, they got some of the most ridiculous players in the world. But, you know, I just think Atlanta going 7, so I don't think that's going to bother the Knicks if they had to close out with 6 instead of 5 or 4 like they thought they would. But I just think
they don't like each other. They hate each
other. And that's the good thing. That's what I love about the playoffs, man. You got teams that you can see just don't. It's like Baltimore and the Ravens. I mean, Pittsburgh and the Ravens playing each other. They hate each other. You know they hate each other. They don't want to even speak with it. You know, they go flip the coin. They ain't even looking at each other. The Knicks and the Celtics hate each other.
Yeah,
Miami and the Celtics hate each other.
Yep.
The Lakers and the Celtics hate each other. I think I see a pattern here, though. They just bossed it. You know,
they got some assholes on that team, man.
The thing is, the marathon, they wasn't even feeling it for real. You know, after the first game, after the marathon bomb, they were just sitting there, it was like, okay, whatever. You know, yeah, okay, y'all said it messed up, okay. And I was like, man, but they just don't like each other. And I like that. I don't like to see when LeBron and Melo and them is playing and they on court making dinner reservations with each other. Where we eating that later on? Yo, let's go to town. Right. All right, well, okay, cool. We go to town. No, dude, I don't want y'all at town. I want y'all to say, yo, I hate you. Hey, you know, go get your damn Big Mac. I don't care where you go. You know, that's my thing. But anyway,
right.
I think now, I'm telling you, I know. Before Westbrook got hurt, I had the Spurs, Thunder, in the Western Conference. I got to go Grizzlies, Spurs now. I got to.
I'm still not 100% that they're going to get past the Clippers, yo. I don't know why. I don't know.
I don't know why.
You make 100%.
They have dominated. They have dominated the boards in the last three games. And they have, yo, I think, yo, Once the Clippers, how am I put this? They're not a team that adjusts well. Chris Paul can do it because he's a veteran.
Right.
Griffin, you know, and I would think Chauncey would have more leadership role out there because, you know, he got a ring and everything. But once they realized that, you know what, the Grizzlies was going to get physical and they was going to bang on the board, Blake Griffin, and you said this out your mouth, that boy's soft. To be as big as he is, he has no backbone. I don't know if he's doing them damn kid commercials or whatever that car is he be doing, but he has no backbone. And for him to be a 6'10", 250-pound man who can jump all over the gym.
It's a muscle.
He act like he is so timid. People just punk him all day. Zach Randolph have no jump.
That's what I'm about to say. Debo looked like he got the key to the house and is waiting for Blake to say something wrong to him. I don't understand it.
He just moves him around, pushes him down on the block, and just do what he wants to do. And he has no jump. I haven't jumped in 10 years with my legs messed up. And I could out-jump Zach Randolph. You know, come on, man.
Zach ain't got no lift.
Pat has no jump in him at all.
What?
Yeah.
When did that start?
Dude, what? I love you. You have no jump in you at all, though.
When did that start?
You my dog, and you've been always my dog. You had when they make White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, come on, man.
I thought it was going to be you in the movie. Before I even saw that Woody Harrelson was in it, I thought they had found you and put you in the damn movie.
That's not right, man.
That's not right. Pat's going to be a star, dang. You know what? They making a movie called White Men Can't Jump with Wesley Snipes.
Damn.
Oh, dude, we're going to go over there and see if he... Because we hadn't seen you in a couple of days, so we thought you went to Hollywood.
No, man, I went to Sizzler, man.
I know, boy, I miss Sizzler's up there, man. Shoot. We stayed in that joint. Anyways.
Hey, how'd your teams do an NFL draft, man?
Oh, my God, dude. I think we picked up one thing that we picked up a center. We needed a center, and we really needed a center to anchor that damn offensive line. Then we can move people back to their original positions and put them where they're supposed to be. We picked up a decent tight end because Witten can't play forever. And he's getting up there. And I told people, and I don't know why my father-in-law don't never listen to me. I said, watch. The third pick we pick is going to be a damn wide receiver. I have no idea why, but every damn year for the last 5 or 6 years, our third pick has been a wide receiver. And I said, we're going to get a wide receiver. He's like, we don't need wide outs. I said, I'm telling you what I know. And third receiver, wide receivers, I said, oh, my God. We needed a safety. Everybody in the league need a cornerback. Everybody. Well, except for y'all. Seattle probably the only team in the league who don't need a cornerback. Y'all got a great secondary.
Yeah, they're good, man. They're good.
You know, but I wish one of them dudes would just leave and come to play Dallas. Shit. You know, but I mean, you know, everybody need a corner. We drafted a safety who can play corner. That's the only good thing about him. He can play corner. But I give us a C. I gave our draft a C.
Derek, what's up with the Patriots, man? What happened? Good?
Yeah, we got LeGarrette Blount for that first round and whatever. So I'm happy with that. We got a bruiser back that can go with our little backs. We got some good pickups. We got a receiver, the receiver from from Marshall.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the thing about New England is they don't get that these guys with real big names, so it's hard to really tell until you really get their heart and then they get on the field and they show and prove. But like, you know, in Belichick I trust, so.
Well, I know you was excited because you told me that's why you didn't do the podcast last week because you was watching the draft.
Man, it took so long, man.
Well, you knew it was going to take long.
It's unbelievable. And the thing that kills me when they go to make the pick, everybody is special. This guy's special. This guy's special. Not everybody is special, man. Just shut up.
Well,
this
is the
player. I watched some of it, and I tell you what, John Gruden wasn't saying that about everybody.
I was watching NFL Network, and every one of these guys was Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
man.
So,
John Gruden was like, I don't understand this pick. I just don't get it.
I'm going to tell you something right now. When we took our pick, and I was sitting there, we was doing the podcast, and I was sitting there watching the pick, and I noticed they traded down. And I was like, yo, okay, they traded with San Francisco because Cam texted me. And she was like, yo, we're going to take y'all play. I said, no, you just took our pick because what we need, we don't need the same thing. So, you know, but the dude we got is center. I have no problem with him being a pick. But we could have got him second round.
Yeah, that's tough.
We could have got him second round, and it was another player on the board that, you know, and everybody had our center rated in the second round, including the Cowboys. But Jerry Jones, where's the guard? He's the only smart person in the NFL. You know, I was like, dude, if you got him rated in the second round pick, and he's not the first person on your board, why take him?
Right.
Well, you know what? Somebody else was going to get him. No, dude, it was like it was four centers on the board that was all rated for some reason in the top 45. You was going to get one of them. Everybody wasn't taking centers off the board. I mean, I know the linemen went deep this year. They was coming off the board quick. But, you know, it wasn't like, you know, all four of the centers was going to go before we got to our second pick. And I was like, man, come on, man. He just, you know, he always think he outthinking somebody, man. Instead of just doing what he best for the team. Really, I wish our draft was like this. I wish somebody would have said, you know what, the Dallas Cowboys draft is like this. They're firing Jason Garrett, and they're replacing him with a real coach, and we're making Jerry Jones give up that GM position. That's what I really want out of draft. If you do that in our draft, I'll take a year 0-16 just to get rid of Jason Garrett. I will take a year 0-16. I will take all the ridicule in the world. I will talk. I'll let y'all talk all the smack talk. If somebody told me next year, y'all are getting rid of Jason Garrett, but you have to go 0-16, I will take the 0-16 and be happy to move on.
That's rough, man.
Because that dude, they do not know. And it's easy to sit here and say, well, okay, Jerry Jones got three rings. Jerry Jones got three rings because he had no salary cap. He could outspend anybody then. And he had no problem doing it. I remember we were sitting there, the 92 when they won that first ring under him, and Jimmy Jones and him won that first ring, they gave Emmitt like a $20 million outside bonus. They gave Michael Irvin a $10.5 million. They bought Dion from San Francisco and gave him a boatload of money. Ken Norton got a boatload of money. Larry Brown got a boatload of money. And I was like, dude, we bought a championship, and I had no problem doing it because it was none of my money. It's just like the Yankees. The Yankees ain't farmed. The Yankees got three players who came up through their farm system that was worth a damn when they started winning again. Jeter, Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera. Three people.
Posada, too.
And Posada. But Posada was never that great to me. He was just he just a fortunate player to play with three great people. So if you get all right, I'll give you four.
Disagree, Pat? Oh, okay.
I told him I'd give him four.
You know, the catcher position is so hard to have somebody consistent back here. I just think he helped out.
I give you that. I give you Posada. But the other $600 million they spent on other players is because I need him because he's the best at that position. We'll give him $26 million a year to come up here and play. I need him because he's going to be worth a damn. I'll give him $18 million to come. The Yankees give out a boatload of money because they got it. They got the money to do it. They don't farm it. They don't make a. The Orioles won their championship with farm players. Boston bought up their players. New York just buys players. And I have no problem with that if you have no salary cap. And I wish football was like that. I wish we had no salary cap because I'm telling you, I could tell you every year who's going to be winning or who's going to be close to winning the championship. The Redskins, because Daniel Snyder has no problem spending money. Even when he had sorry teams, he had no problem spending money in free agency. Jerry Jones has no problem spending money in free agency. Seattle would have no problem spending money in free agency. Y'all got a dude sitting out there who got more money than anybody can afford.
Speaking of Seattle, they got Seattle number one in the power rankings. You agree, Pat?
I do.
Over San Fran?
Yes.
Man, I don't know.
That defense, and the way Russell Wilson played, and then they got receivers.
Yes,
they
now
got
they
Harvey
did. Yeah.
Coming. They got that Marshawn Lynch back there running. They got the only problem, their weak spot is a tight end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that problem.
But other than that, they are Harvin, Russell Lynch, Russell Wilson, Marshawn Lynch. What's that other boy that I got, the tight end? The wide receiver.
Yeah, Sidney Rice.
Sidney Rice, man, I'll put them over San Francisco. And the damn shit is, you gonna have to listen to him for a whole year.
Ooh.
He ain't gonna miss a podcast during football season. I guarantee you.
I ain't like that, man. I'm objective, you know.
No, man, please. Yeah. Oh, man, I hear so many Seattle. Man, I said, man.
Come on.
Man, I'm telling you, I can see them having them ranked number one in the power rankings. I can see that. Especially if Harvin come back and Harvin is anywhere near healthy, and they're saying he is.
Yeah. They're going to be tough, man.
And that defense, and none of their players had to serve their suspension for the PEDs.
Yep, that's right.
So everybody beat their PED charge. I have no idea how that shit happened.
They're good, man.
I have no idea. They came up with the most cock and bull stories about them PEDs, man. I'm like, I peed in the cup, but the cup cracked. So he poured it in another cup in front of me. And that wasn't how he was supposed to do it.
That's right. Chain of custody, man.
He was supposed to make me re-pee in another cup and then put it in a bag. I said, I'm sitting in the judge said, you saw him pour your pee into the new cup. Yes. But that's not the way it's supposed to be done. The judge threw it. I said, man, what kind of cock and bull is this? It's still the same pee with the same damn pee. I said, man, I can't believe this dude won this shit. And then he get on the air like, yo, I told you I was clean. No, you just found a loophole. That ain't clean. You found a loophole.
Man, if you ain't
be ashamed of yourselves, man.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, man.
I get that, and I have no problem with that. Not in the least. But if they on my team, I'm going to sit here and say the same shit you doing. Dude, it's not the chain of custody. I don't want to hear that shit. If Dez Bryant would have did it, I'd have been like, look, that man's supposed to put his new pee in a new cup. I don't want to hear that shit that he poured it in his cup. I'd say the same thing. Now, I'm not a Seattle fan, so yes, the motherfucker was dirty. He just found a loophole and beat the system. If Durkin did it, he'd have said the same thing. If Brady had been, I don't know. I can't see Brady doing nothing wrong. Brady just, Brady one of them dudes who, you know what, if you told me he was taking drugs, I wouldn't believe you unless I'm sitting right there physically watching him do it. because Brady looked like he just don't see, you know, Brady, the model don't do no wrong.
I don't know. He did that dance that one time. That was pretty bad.
The model don't do nothing wrong other than dance. That just, I give you that.
Yeah,
he went out, he found him a model to model in the house with.
Whoa,
he had model children, you know, so it just, you know, everybody's going
to be him, right? Yeah, it does.
I could care less about him being me, him, but yeah. The dude, when y'all last ring came, Derek? Right around the time that he started his modeling career?
Stop.
When was it?
I don't know.
It was right around the time when they started modeling, wasn't it? Did he sign with Ford modeling agency?
Next topic.
Damn. I'm asking you a question. You're getting asked. It's okay.
I don't know. Hey, but it ain't like he ain't producing.
I'm just saying. I just asked you a question. I didn't know. All right. Did anybody see the tape of Vic and Rashawn McCoy?
I didn't know they had a tape.
It was on YouTube earlier.
I heard about it, but I didn't know they had a tape. Oh, man.
Smoked him like a Newport.
What happened, man? What happened?
Rashawn McCoy been calling Michael Vick old for like 3 weeks, they said.
Right.
So this morning in practice, Chip Kelly told me, said, yo, put up a shutout.
Uh-oh.
Vic went over there and told me, said, yo, Sean McCoy came over and told Vic, he said, it's a go. Vic went over there, asked Chip Kelly, said, yo, did you say I could race him in the 40? He's like, yeah, go ahead, you know, do what y'all going to do. Just get it over with. So everybody went around, and Michael Vick, 33 years old, smoked this 24-year-old boy like it was a Newport, man.
Damn.
Beat him by 4 yards.
Oh, nice.
Beat him by a 40. Nice. And then McCoy got an attitude and tweeted some junk about, well, the old man might be the third fastest person on the team. Who's the first? I'm figuring Deshaun Jackson the first.
Probably.
Who's the second? That's what I want to know. Where's the second dude at? I figured it was Deshaun McCoy and Michael Vick anyway. But if you beat you beat somebody by 4 yards in the 40, you are flying. And, you know, that was like, man, it wasn't on YouTube. Somebody sent me that. Hold on. Somebody sent me that. So, but I was like, man, there's no way. I would think he would shut up now, too. You know, you just caught the man old for 3 weeks.
Wow.
You know, and it was like every time they went somewhere, old man, come on, you hurry up. Hurry up, old man. We're trying to practice. Hurry up, old man. Run the play. Michael Vick was like, I was letting it go. I was taking it in the stride. Till he came over there this morning and said, yo, coach said, yo, go ahead, let's run this thing. Then it's like, man, they lined up, and I mean, dude. And the thing was, McCoy got off first. But Michael, yo, I don't think that dude that lost a step. That's ridiculous, man. He is still probably in the top five players in the league, the top five fastest players in the league still.
Fast?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see. Oh, I ain't going to know. I ain't going to say top five. I'm going to go top 10.
Yeah, let's do top 10.
I'll go top 10 because I can't see. Chris Johnson is a fast dude. Chris Johnson, Deshaun McCoy. What's the dude name? I can see that idiot now.
Just ran that 4.2 this year.
He ain't get drafted. He ran that 4.2 and ain't get drafted.
For nothing?
Yeah, he ain't get drafted.
Wow.
I was surprised.
Mike Wallace from Pitt.
Wow. 4.2?
Oh, my fault. Mike Wallace, not from Pittsburgh. Mike Wallace in Miami. Oh, yeah. Dude in the combines ran a 4.2.
Why didn't the Raiders take him? That's all they like out there, speed.
Because I think he played running back. But, and then he said he actually ran a 4.19.
What?
That's what they said. He ran a 4.19.
Yep.
And then they said he ran the second time. He ran a 4.27. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And then when he did the Vikings trap day, he did a 4.3.
Damn.
And I was like, dude, man. But I don't care. If you run under 4.2 and 4.3, you are smoking. You ain't –
He's running track.
You know, and that's why I told dudes, yo, if RG3 get a step on you, you can hang it up.
And
And I know somebody didn't believe me when I kept saying that the dude got speed. And he's fast. But that first game he played the Saints, when he sat there and he got that corner and everybody had the angle on and nobody touched him. And I was like, dude, I told y'all that dude was fast, yo. You ain't the alternate on the Olympic team if you ain't fast.
Right.
And he was running 10-7 hurdles. You still got the jump, man.
Damn.
You know, I was like, man, dude. But I can't see somebody 33 years old beating the hell out of a 25-year-old player. And, you know, and dude just, you know. And LeSean McCoy ain't. That's what I don't get. He never struck me as no fast dude.
Right.
He a bruiser. He you know, if he got, I don't see nobody. He like Emmitt. I don't see nobody run him down, but I don't see him run away from anybody either. So I don't know what the hell he was sitting there doing bothering Michael Vick. I could see Deshaun Jackson sitting up there running his mouth to Vick. I just can't see LeSean McCoy. He just don't look like he that dude. He don't look fast to me, you know. And, oh, actually, Tanya's old neighbor, he got invited to the Eagles camp. Running back, Stony Brook. Yeah, he's her next door father's next door neighbor. He got invited to camp, and I was like, dude, tell him try it out for the special teams, because you know, he's like, nah, he's good. I'm like, dude, he ain't LeSean McCoy good, or he'd have been drafted. You know, so I wish him luck, but I don't like the dude anyway, so if he don't make it out, I could care less. But, I just wanted to know if any of y'all heard that. But I saw it this morning, and I was like, dude, this is ridiculous. Imagine if this dude actually had to play his whole damn year. I mean, never went to jail.
Yeah, those were the pressure years of his life, but, yeah, it sucks.
Okay, what do you think about your boy Geno Smith firing his agent? Because he wasn't the number one pick.
Ooh, wow. Well, guess he didn't get it.
The overall number one or
yes,
quarterback.
Yes, that's why he fired
his
agent.
Off the board or
no, he one? Fired his agent because his agent kept telling him he should be the number one pick.
Oh, my God.
And his agent told him, he said, you should be the number one pick. You know, and when he didn't go, first of all, he wasn't the first quarterback taken. Or anything, and when he didn't come off the board and number one, or at least Geno Smith said he would have probably kept him if he had went top 10. But he's like, yeah, he oversold him to himself. I'm like, how do your agent oversell you to yourself?
You'd have seen the mock drafts. Exactly.
Nobody other than your mother had you coming off the board at number one. So where the hell did you think that you were supposed to be the number one person? I could see if he defied him because he said he was the number one quarterback. He was supposed to be the number one quarterback come off the board. Because everybody had him as the number one quarterback until Buffalo took E.J. Manuel. Buffalo pulled the fast one on everybody because that shocked me. And E.J. Manuel was my boy. I just was shocked when he came off the board before him. So.
It just showed like his little ego he got, man, and I don't know if that was one of the reasons why he dropped down there or whatever, but it doesn't sit well with teams.
I don't have no problem because I don't think he's flaky or nothing. I just think. I want my quarterback to think he's supposed to be the number one person coming off the board. I want him to do that.
Yeah, but you got to be realistic, too.
I don't think a quarterback in the league is realistic. I really don't. You can sit there and, I mean, as much as I love Cam Newton, that dude thought he was like, we're going to the Super Bowl. No, you're not. I know it. Everybody in the league knows it. I want my quarterback thinking like that, though. Even though fans and everybody else is like, they ain't got no shot help. It's got to be a lot of damn people get hurt before the Carolina Panthers roll their ass to the Super Bowl this year. Come on, man. You know, I mean, when his line stepped up behind him, even though And then when they started 2-8 or whatever they started, everybody knew, okay, well, shit, they ain't going to the Super Bowl this year. And then everybody got, you know, well, you can go for a ticket. You get a ticket, you go to the Super Bowl. You know, everybody had the jokes. But, you know, but okay, then the other big story this week.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, I got to do it.
Don't do it.
I got to do it.
Don't do it.
Jason Collins came out and said he was gay. Derek, you have an opinion or a comment on it?
No, I do. We've been talking about it. Like, I work with a guy that's gay.
You probably work with a bunch of guys who are gay. You just don't come out the closet about it.
Well, no, I work with at least two. Well, three. At least three. Neither of them are sports fans. But, like, to me, I thought this was a big deal because it sort of, like, opened up that barrier. And it's like, to me, it's like, you know, by him doing this, it's kind of making it say that it's not okay for you to bash a certain group of individuals. So like, you know, players and teams have to come out and support. If you don't come out and support, then you get bashed. And you saw that with Chris Broussard. And I don't think Chris Broussard was wrong whatsoever. However, it's just the sign of the times now. Like, if you disagree with this,
I didn't see what Chris Broussard said. What did Chris Broussard say?
He said something along the line, you can't be a Christian if you're living this lifestyle. You can't, you know, come out and be, you know, say that you're a Christian and you, you know, live in a, you know, same-sex lifestyle. Now, I mean, to me, too, though, I take it with a grain of salt. This dude is averaging, what, 3 points a game over his career?
Yeah.
Averaging, like, about the same amount of rebounds, and he's 7 foot. There's no way that he should be averaging way more rebounds. But anyway, so he's not a top-tier player. And honestly, he's 34. He probably should be out the league.
Oh, no, no. If he's 7 foot, he got at least 4 more, 5 more years in the league.
Well,
yeah.
At 3 rebounds a game?
I could pull up stats with some of the bummiest people in the league. As long as they were 7 foot, they could stay in the league. Man, you had this discussion before. George Mirasan was averaging like 4 rebounds a game for 15 years, you know, and never did. And he was 7'7".
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
okay.
I got that. I think that this is the sort of end of career reach. And this dude had a girlfriend. It's not like, you know what I mean, people, you know, he was, you know, living undercover. He had a girlfriend that he broke up with the Saturday before the article came out. So, like, you know, some people were saying, like, you know, he just taking this opportunity to make money, to have his name, you know, marked in the record books that, you know, he paved the way. Now, I'm not comparing him to Jackie Robinson at all, but, you know, that's, you know, and even gay people aren't comparing them to Jackie Robinson. It's just different. But
Pat, you got a comment?
Where do I start? I mean, it's a bigger issue than just sports. And if I want to keep it in the context of sports, if the guy shows up, practices, plays hard, I don't care who he is or what he does. The only thing he's got to do for his basketball team is play to the best of his ability. And that's all that has to be done. Outside of that, that's a whole social issue, beliefs issue. You got the religious, you got that side of it. You got the, well, if somebody doesn't agree with it, then, you know, they're a homophobe and whatever. So, you know, everybody's calling each other names. Everybody's trying to put everybody in a box. You know what? Just shut the fuck up, right? Live your life. I'll live my life. Everybody live their life, and everything will be good. Why has everybody always got to try to reach out and shove their views on somebody else? You know what I mean? Just shut up and do your own thing, and it's good. You know what I mean? I ain't going to stand on top of my house and say, hey, I'm a heterosexual, I'm white, I'm a Christian, or whatever. I'm not going to sit there and do that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You white?
Like, very, very, very light-skinned, my friend. But anyway, you know, so it's just, it's just getting out of control. And now everybody is, you know, waving their flags around saying, I'm this, I'm that, you know, whatever, man. I don't care. Just do your thing and just shut the hell up. I don't want to see it every day run down my throat now. It's unbelievable.
See, my thing was, I didn't think it was a big deal. And I say that because he might have came out and said he was gay and he's still playing and he's still, but I know it's been gay people playing every major sport.
Absolutely.
And since they've been playing sports, and you might not come out and say it or whatever, but it's not a big deal to me. It wasn't like, it wouldn't even been a big deal to me if LeBron James had said he was gay. It's been gay people who've played sports, and it's not really that big a deal. I mean, maybe make the gay community feel better because, you know, they you know, it's an openly active gay player playing in the NBA or major league, but it's not that big a deal. Everybody in the world knows a gay person or works with a gay person or has some kind of contact somewhere along the line with a gay person. Now, it's just like somebody told me, I don't understand, you know, how, you know, I ain't going to tell you his name because he's been on the show before, but we've never had a drug addict in our family. We had nobody who ever taken drugs in our family. Bullshit. There's no way in hell you've never had a person, I ain't say addict, he's never had a person in his family take drugs. No. There's no way you've never had nobody in your family smoke weed, take a drink, do any kind of illegal drug. No, you ain't going to tell me that. I'm 44 years old at the end of the year. January. There's no way I'm that stupid. Nobody on this podcast is that stupid to believe that you had somebody whose whole entire family history, no one has ever taken a drug. No one has ever taken a drink. I'm like, man, I'm not hearing that shit. When I didn't know who it was until I was watching sports, and they were like, well, the first athlete come out gay in a major sports. I'm like, okay. First thing I thought.
Chris Bosh.
Huh?
Chris Bosh.
No, that wasn't the first thing I thought. The first thing I thought was they was going to say it was somebody who was relevant. And I was like, I said Jason Collins ain't relevant because he's relevant to his people and whatever. Okay. But the first person I thought, and they was like, they made it sound like it was going to be a shock or a surprise. I'm like, damn. I'm sitting there waiting for it to come. I'm like, yo, who is this? And I'm like, yo, Bosh ain't come across my mind. I thought Noah.
Joakim Noah?
Yeah, that's who I thought, Joakim Noah.
I don't even think so.
I thought Joakim Noah. It's just...
I probably
he's eccentric. He's eccentric.
But it's like eccentric to get the ladies.
No,
come with me, ladies.
See, okay, this is the thing. When we went to Europe and everything, eccentric over there and eccentric over here is two different eccentrics. And I know his father's French and everything, and you know, he grew up over there and everything. That's just where my mind straight went. I'm like, yo, dude, he dressed funny, he act funny, you know, I see him, I was like, I've never seen him with a girl. And I was like, you know, that's just where my mind went. And I was like, yo, and that would have been relevant to me, you know, because he's an all-star caliber player, you know. But then it was like, Jason Collins. I'm like, yo, Jason Collins. And I was like, dude, the twin dudes? I'm like, yo. I had to actually think about it. I'm like, yo. So, but the dumb thing was I read the article, and I read how he came out, and I was like, wait a second. And my thought went straight to this. Last year of his contract, free agency, no one is not going to give him a contract now. Atlanta's going to re-up his contract for one reason. They don't want to look like they got rid of him because he came out and said he was gay.
I think he gets a look.
I mean, the Wizards. They gonna redo his contract.
He was already a free agent. He was already a free agent. He's already gone.
No, he's a free agent, but I guarantee you.
Nah.
Okay. You don't think so? And I mean, dude, they took the poll this afternoon. 86% of the people were like, well, he gonna get a recontract with his former team because they don't want to look like, okay, well, he came out now.
He's
pushing
already
him out
gone.
Of
it's
okay,
not like,
I know that, Dirk, but he was still negotiating for a new contract with the Wizards.
He still he averaged 1.1 point a
dude,
game.
Listen to me.
The Wizards don't need that.
Listen to me. I know what you're saying basketball-wise. Publicity-wise, and you are, and every time me and you talk about something, it's always a PR shit with you.
I get it.
It's a PR nightmare.
He needs to go somewhere else. He don't need to go to my team. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
It's a PR nightmare if the Wizards don't even offer him.
I don't think so. Because
he's
already gone.
Dude, if you're negotiating with a dude for a new contract, and all of a sudden he come out gay, and then you have no negotiating with him? You don't see how that's a PR nightmare?
It's the numbers. Just the numbers. They speak for themselves.
Derek, come on. You're way too smart for that. Don't sit here and act like you don't hear what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying. I'm looking at the numbers. The numbers.
You're looking at the numbers now. Any other time, man, you talk about something that's a PR nightmare when I say something
from Italy or from the D League that can average, you know, more than 3 rebounds a game and that's 7 foot.
I'm trying to sit here and think of something that me and you was talking about last week and you was like, yo, it's gonna be a PR problem. Me and you were sitting here having discussions about something else. Like it's gonna be a PR nightmare if they don't do this or if they do this. And I was
I probably have said that, but I don't think this would be that big of a deal.
Why? You just said yourself, dude, it's gonna be a problem. And he did it for publicity. And,
he did it for his publicity,
okay,
not the Wizards.
You're right. He did it for his publicity. You don't think...
He's coming to the end of his career.
Hold
he's
on, hold
averaging
on.
1.1 point a game.
Not the point, Derek. And you ain't listening to me. Not the point. If you was negotiating with him for a new contract, and they was, as far as I know, they still are. Listen to me. If they was negotiating with him for a new contract, at the end of the season, and now he came out gay, and you break off talk to you. He was still averaging that 1 point, whatever he was averaging before he came out gay, was he not? They were still negotiating with him when he was averaging that 1 point, whatever he was averaging. Now they're saying,
they
well,
shouldn't
well,
have been.
Okay. Then they shouldn't have been negotiating the contract with him in the first place. Now, if they ain't negotiating with him now, all of a sudden he came out when the Sports Illustrated came out, he's gay. You don't think, and the Wizards have enough publicity problems anyway. You don't think that's going to be a nightmare for man, the gay and lesbian community?
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
Okay. Then you fooling yourself because you don't want them on your team. That's one thing. But don't sit there and say this. If 2 weeks ago they was the
basketball reasons why I don't want him.
If it was 2 weeks ago and they was negotiating the contract with him, and then the week that his story come out, they ain't negotiating the contract with him no more, and you gonna sit here and think that the gay and lesbian community ain't gonna think, oh, because he came out gay, now you don't want him? He was negotiating with him 2 weeks ago before he came out.
Who cares?
I can say who cares, and you can say who cares, and who gonna say you can't.
He's been in the league for how many years?
The gay and lesbian community ain't gonna say who cares.
He ain't even worth the veteran minimum.
Okay.
He ain't worth the veteran minimum.
It's a whole bunch of 7 footers ain't worth the. Hasim Tabet ain't worth the veteran committee.
I would rather have him.
I don't know why. Now, I'm serious.
You know what? I said this earlier. I would rather have Kwame Brown.
Hell no. Kwame Brown can't find a goddamn arena. How the hell he can't even find me. Kwame Brown got lost on his way to the arena that he didn't play there for 2 years. Okay. How do you get lost? You drove to that bitch for 2 years.
Is George Marison available?
Oh, dude. This is my thing. And me and Dirk had this discussion I don't know how many times. 7 footers stay in the league.
I hear you.
Way past their prime, way past their anything being relevant with their stats. 7 footers stay in the league. And me and him had this discussion. Oh, dude, if my son was 7 foot, he could just stay in the league. You can get him a job for 10, 15 years or whatever. They have bums, they can get in the league, and they can stay in the league because they big.
All they got to do now, honestly, is put out a creative statement, wrapping it around basketball reasons. We really appreciate his stance, and we stand behind him. But for basketball reasons, he's not going to be a part of our franchise. That's what I would do.
I can understand that. Logical for you, logical for me, logical for Derek. I'm a basketball fan. Derek's a basketball fan. You're a white man who can't jump.
Oh, damn.
So
we back to that?
But I'm not gay. You're not gay. Derek isn't gay.
So?
Gay and lesbian. Well, no. So I love not being gay. the gay and lesbian community is not going to hear. And you know how it's going to look.
I don't care how it looks.
Okay.
You can't let that dictate how you run your business.
You can say that now, Derek, because that's what I'm telling you. It looks like you did it on purpose, and it looks that way. You can sit and say, I can say a whole bunch of stuff ain't supposed to look the way it's supposed to look while you're running a business. But it do. PR and publicity machines, and right now, it ain't too many people and lobbyists in D.C. Gun control, them gun lobbyists, shitload of problems with you. If you make noise for them, you got a shitload of problems with them gun control lobbyists. The gay and lesbian alliance is going to be the second biggest lobbyist in D.C. And they're going to shitload of storm over there. And you in D.C. too? Come on, man.
Nope.
Y'all can say and act like it don't make a difference to me and you. And I can care less if the dude got a job next year or not. Because he hasn't did anything in the league to warrant any job. But then neither has any other seven-footer.
People are not going to stop going to games.
No, I ain't gonna say no any other seven footer.
People are not gonna stop going to games because this guy doesn't get on.
Oh, dude, no doubt.
If you ain't hurting the pocketbook, then it doesn't matter, man.
And see, pocketbooks, I don't know. There's a shitload of dudes who go to. I know a shitload of dudes who probably gay and go to NBA games.
And to get some good news, Elmer's Glue is going to be our new sponsor. It's the number one glue of teachers. It's just
letting
you know.
It's like any other job. Like, just because, like, I just play out like this. Like, the dude that I work with, he's good. He's really good. And I'm glad he's there because he brings insight to, you know, to the job, and he does a good job. If it was a sucky dude, I don't care if he's gay and straight. I don't want him on my team. I don't want him to be there.
Dude. I hear what you're saying.
And there's no LGBT community that's going to tell me I need to keep this guy because
First of all, I didn't say he was going to. I said it was going to be a backlash. And you can say it ain't all day long. But in reality, you know it is.
I don't think so. Because it's not like he was on the team and we're dropping him. He's a free agent.
Okay, Derek, you ain't listening. If you was negotiating with a man for a contract and then he came out and said he's gay, and then you cut off negotiations, it looks like you cut him because he was gay. And you can say whatever you want. And you know, I know both of y'all are smarter than that. You can say whatever you want.
We're going to
point out his 1.6 or whatever he was averaging, but he was averaging that same 1.6 before he came out he was gay, and they were still negotiating a renewal contract with him.
Look, I don't like Mike Wilbon on that show that he does most of the time, but
that's probably why, man, you've been friends for 20 something years.
And he's a pretty liberal guy for the most part. Even he said that he is not going to make an NBA team this year. And if he knows more about the NBA than I do, he covers it for God's sake. So I was surprised.
Let's back up for a minute. He don't cover no damn NBA. He regurgitates whatever Magic Johnson says.
Whatever.
He just spits out whatever Magic Johnson says out of his mouth.
He still knows more than me, dude, than I do. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm telling you, he's a man. Will Bond, man. I'm going to
have Pat.
Man,
what's that?
This is the wrong conversation to have, Pat.
You know, it's done. I'm over it. I just feel like.
I almost, it's like now, like, you know, growing up in the church is almost like you can't have an opinion against it.
I have no problem with this.
No, I'm not talking about you or anybody up here, but like Chris Broussard, I actually like him, and I like his, you know, what he brings to the basketball arena, and I think that he was right. Like, just me growing up in the church, you know, things are changing now, but it was always frowned upon.
Oh, well, you know that, but you knew that. That's what I'm saying. If you have an opinion, if you have a different opinion, and you don't, somebody came out yesterday and tweeted, actually it was two people came out and tweeted and say, yo, he should have kept his mouth shut, he should have stayed wherever he was at, and, it wasn't Chris Broussard, it was two players.
Players against Jason Collins.
Yeah, and came out and said he should have kept his mouth shut and stayed where he was at. He was like, you know, don't nobody care that you gay. And somebody said they wouldn't personally want him as a teammate. Dude, his Twitter got smashed, man.
You can't say that. You can't say because that's not the same as saying it's against the religion.
Okay, but still.
That comment is just ignorant.
No, that's not.
Just because you're gay doesn't mean that he wants you.
If you're uncomfortable around gay people, don't make you a homophobe. It makes you uncomfortable around gay people.
No, it does make you
uncomfortable. No, it doesn't. I have a cousin who's gay, and I love him, but he makes me uncomfortable. I'm not homophobic. I got a sister who's gay. So what are you talking about? I'm not a homophobe. He just makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because he does shit, and he makes me uncomfortable.
I can't live by that.
Okay,
Jason Collins shouldn't have to live by that. Jason Collins did not do anything to that guy.
Okay, not the point.
He didn't stare him up.
Because somebody's uncomfortable. Everybody who's uncomfortable around somebody don't make them a homophobe, don't make them a racist, or don't make them anything. Right. It just makes them uncomfortable around that person.
All right, but that's the same thing as saying like a white person is uncomfortable around a black person. Why would a white person be uncomfortable around me?
Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't know your culture. Maybe they don't know your. They don't know what you think.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the ignorance. You gotta find out.
That don't make you racist because you're uncomfortable around black people.
It doesn't make it right that you don't want to be around black people. Because
I didn't say it didn't make it right. I just said it don't make you racist.
Can't live by that, TJ.
What are you talking about?
He should be able to express who he is. If that's who he is,
if that's
fine.
What he wants to do, fine. But that don't mean that anybody else has to be comfortable around it or don't have to put up with it. That don't make you homophobic. That don't make you racist.
That's who he is.
Because somebody don't feel comfortable around you, they racist or they homophobic? Unless you so everybody has to feel comfortable around everybody for them not to be homophobic or racist or anything else.
No, it's not about that, but you're uncomfortable because you're ignorant? You're ignorant to the fact of, you know, his lifestyle or the way he lives his life? What has Jason Collins done to this
guy? He's gay. I know what he is.
What has Jason Collins done to this guy to make him uncomfortable?
I don't know, Derek. I didn't say it. I'm just telling you, that don't make him homophobic, though.
I'm not homophobic.
I'm not ignorant. And I have a gay system, and I'm not homophobic.
In your situation, you might just be uncomfortable with that one person. But he's basically saying, I'm uncomfortable with all gay people, and that's ignorant.
Okay, dude, that's ignorant, but that still don't make him a homophobic. I don't know what the dude's situation is, and I don't really care. But I'm saying, just because every time somebody don't agree with somebody, that somebody say that about their race or their religion or their lifestyle, don't make you a homophobic, don't make you racist, don't make you anti-Semitic, or don't make you against somebody's religion or something. It just means that you don't like that shit or your personal opinion about it. So because I have a difference of opinion, I got to be labeled as a racist or something because I don't feel like what you think I'm supposed to feel?
Dude, if a white person says I'm uncomfortable around black people, that's basically saying you're racist. Because you don't understand that black people have the same DNA as white people, we just different skin tone.
It's the same thing.
It's saying I don't like black people. Why wouldn't you be comfortable around me?
I don't know, Derek. I know people who grew up and they had no black people around them.
Okay.
That don't make them racist. That makes them uncomfortable because they have never been in that culture or they've never been around that environment. When I moved to Colorado, I had no idea.
But if you don't know, then you can't say you're uncomfortable.
I've never considered myself racist. I have a boatload of friends.
Nobody's racist on the panel. It's just the only thing that we can really compare it to.
What?
I feel like I said nobody is racist up here. I just think that it's the only thing that we can really
compare. No, but I'm saying when we left Baltimore and I moved, I had never lived around white people before. I was uncomfortable. I didn't know nobody. I didn't know nothing about what they did. I didn't know how they act. I didn't know nothing about anything. And I moved to damn Louisiana.
But then you learn, right?
Okay, but just because that's what I'm saying. Was I racist because I was uncomfortable around them?
No, but the ignorance part, though. Like, this, your situation is saying, I can't even say you was uncomfortable. You just didn't know.
Okay, maybe he's never been around gay people.
I don't know.
I can't sit here and say that. Athletes ain't going to never come out. You might suspect some athletes and any, you know, you've been playing sports. Pat done played sports. I done played sports. You ain't never seen nobody in a locker room. You might have had your suspicions about somebody who you played on a sport or a team with or everything. But ain't none of us have ever came out and had anybody in that locker room sit there and really say they was gay. You might have had your suspicions about it. And athletes ain't going to never sit around and be around a whole bunch of, not that I'm to my knowledge. I don't know no athletes who just sit around and hang around a bunch of gay people. The only person I might put it out there and say was Rodman, because he hang out with anybody, and he had no problem with anybody. But other than that, I can't see, you know, I can't even think of nobody else other than Rodman who you could say, well, dude, this dude might have hung out with some gay people. Or he, athletes ain't trying to hang out. Athletes, and especially the ones who major or popping or ball, they in the club chasing girls all night or whatever they going to do. Or they married, they, you know, they hanging out. But so I'm saying,
Jason Collins is not a threat.
Huh?
I said, that's fine. And Jason Collins is not a threat to that.
Okay, fine, but that's what I'm saying. Dude might just never been around no gay people. And if you sit there, if you made any major sport, you just spent most of your time doing that sport, or if you are a professional, you had to spend and dedicate a boatload of time to that sport and to make it to an elite league. When are you hanging out with anybody who's gay? When are you spending most of your time in the locker room hanging around with your homeboys or doing whatever you're doing with your team or practicing your profession or whatever you're doing? You know, and if Jason Collins in the locker room and he's gay, he certainly ain't going to sit there and say it in the locker room while y'all in the locker room. I have no problem with Jason Collins being gay. I don't know why dude came out and said he took a smashing on Twitter about it. Okay, but still, if you don't have the same opinion, and if you don't have your opinion that it's okay for him to be gay, fine. You know, but don't sit here saying everybody's supposed to be supportive of Jason Collins being gay.
No, okay. I'm not saying that.
You did say that.
No, I'm not saying that. I did not say that.
You did.
I just said Chris Bouchard shouldn't be reprimanded for what he said.
Okay. Okay,
but he's saying it from a fact of religion.
Okay, he's saying
he's not being ignorant.
Okay, but did that make him a homophobe?
No.
Why doesn't it?
Because he's not coming from a place of ignorance. He didn't say that he was uncomfortable around him.
Lifestyle.
He's saying that, like, you can't claim yourself as a Christian if you're living that lifestyle. It's just it's a culture. Okay,
so he's saying a gay man can't be a Christian.
That's what he's saying.
He's still okay. That's more homophobic to me than you sitting there saying that what I said. So he's saying the man has no chance of life, an eternal life, or anything else.
That's based off of the Bible. It's
okay,
church and religion.
Okay, but still, how is he not a homophobe and somebody else who sit there and say they don't like his lifestyle?
Chris
Broussard is saying he don't like his lifestyle based on a religious. He said he don't like his lifestyle based on how he
feels. Jason Collins in the article said he was a Christian, right?
Okay, fine.
This is the conflict that Chris Broussard is bringing up. He didn't say I'm comfortable not being around him. They could be cool.
So it's
a conflict.
So as long as he's saying it, he has a reason for saying that he don't like him being a homosexual, or he's not a homophobe. But if he just say he don't, I don't get the difference of how you separating how one's a homophobe and one's not just because of religion and just because one that's uncomfortable.
Because religion has a structure. It's an understanding. And Chris Broussard never said he was uncomfortable around Jason Collins. It's saying that if you're going to consider yourself a Christian, it's a conflict.
Okay.
That's not saying Chris Broussard won't go into
I didn't hear people use that, okay, that's for the reason for the same-sex marriage and everything. Okay, he can't be a Christian and have a same-sex marriage. And they still sitting there, they still discriminating against homosexuals for being homosexuals. So how are they still not homophobes?
Now if we get into the conversation of, is religion a religion values are homophobic, then that's a different conversation.
How are they not?
That's a different conversation than just somebody just being ignorant to the fact of homosexuality. It's just it's a different conversation.
I don't see the difference. If you gonna sit there and you gonna discriminate a man because of religion, or you just uncomfortable, or you
religion
just
is a way of living. Religion is a way of living. It's a book that was written. God created Adam for Eve.
I know that. I mean, dude. Okay, listen.
So if you're gonna live by that, then you live by that, and people have to respect it. By saying you're uncomfortable with no valid reason behind it, just makes you ignorant to the fact homosexuality.
So what's a valid reason for him to be on? So what's a valid reason?
For what?
For him to say he had no valid reason to say that he's uncomfortable around.
Right, he doesn't have a valid reason.
How do you know what his reasoning is?
Trust me. He don't have a valid reason.
How do you know that?
All right.
I'm just asking.
Even if this doesn't make sense. Even if a gay dude has hitting on you, it's like you can't throw them all into a box.
You just threw y'all in a box.
Who?
You said the man was a homophobe just because he's uncomfortable around a dude. You said I was a homophobe because I said it. He's my cousin. Love him. And actually went out there and me and this dude beat dudes up together. And have no problem with the dude. He just makes me uncomfortable.
It's just him then. You're uncomfortable with him. He's uncomfortable with homosexuality.
All right, man. Because
am I right?
No, that's not the only homosexual person I'm uncomfortable around. But that's not the point. That don't make me a homophobe because I don't like every damn gay person, or I'm comfortable around every day. I know dudes who gay and I have no problem with it. I know dudes who gay and if I never spoke of being around them again, I have never, will not lose a damn bit of sleep over it. But just because, you got to be comfortable around every homophobic. Are you comfortable around every person you see?
All
right. I'm asking you a question. Every person you meet or you know, you comfortable around them.
I mean, no, of course
whether they're
not.
Gay or not. Okay, then what
but
makes
But I'm not uncomfortable around somebody I don't know. If I know that I know that I'm not feeling this dude and I gave it a shot, all right, I can say that. I'm uncomfortable around this dude because I know them. I'm not going to say I'm uncomfortable around somebody that I've never met before in my life.
Okay. What you doing Sunday?
Playing ball, man.
Okay. Up at the same field?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
Pat, you want to split the time with this?
No. Nah, man, I'm let it go.
Are you serious? You just going to let it go like that? You're not going to lean towards one way or the other?
There's so many angles to this thing, and I could talk about it for another 3 hours, but...
No, we can't talk about it for another 3 hours.
I said I could.
Okay, the part about say the weekend about to start. Well, my weekend about to start in 8 hours.
Well, we might as well wrap it up here.
I don't know what y'all weekend look like. Real quick, Golden State is losing by 2.5, so. If that game go back to Denver, I mean, if this series go back to Denver, I think Denver wraps it up at home. Anyway, Orioles, 2-0, top of the 7th.
All right, so that's when my turn on. All right, y'all, you can find us at YoSaidThat.com. My Twitter is @YSTFam. Facebook is Facebook.com/YoSaidThat. Google Plus is YoSaidThat. Our email address is feedback@YoSaidThat.com. Find us on iTunes, Podomatic, Digital Podcast. I think that's about it, man.
All righty.
Sorry, man. Throwing out the deuces, my brothers.
All right, word.
I'll see you.
Till next time.
Later.
Now, this right here is not a preview. I need to let it go. Yeah. Now this right here is not a preview of what the album gonna bring you, or nothing like that. Share things I think quietly with those that admire me. Remember MTV Diary, it's something like that. I wear my heart up on my sleeve and I bleed for you. Cooking beats, hoping to reach like each one you. When I release, trust if you feel like my shit is weak. When you see me on the street, just speak, I refund you. The sample was yelling, loop me. Miss Hill, please don't sue me. Cause I ain't one of these rappers out here frontin' like you got it, nigga. I ain't fucking got it, nigga. Throwing thousands in the strip club with Drizzy. Difference is I'm throwing 4, he throwing 50. Lord forgive me, bitches saying you a rapper, nigga. Ain't you supposed to tip more? I don't see no pussy, baby. Ain't you supposed to strip more? Confessions of a cheap ass nigga. But I finally put my mama in that E-class, nigga. And I told her quit a job but hold your horses. If my next album flop is back to the post office, both of us, shit. They saying that's a real possibility. The thought alone is killing me. I think I need to let it go. I need to let it go. I think I need to let it go, let it go, let it go. I think I need to let it go. Nothing even matters. Anticipating rain, I can't make the same mistakes again. Them 90s niggas raped the game and left us with a battered and bruised bitch with a few kids. The pussy loose, but the truth is I love her though she ain't perfect, but who is? Ho saying Cole, you is. Don't be silly, ma, cause really I'm just a born sinner. The opposite of a winner. Cold summer, I predict another winter. Cause I'm fencer, drop knowledge like a 5%er. Fuck the Bilderberg, nigga, Sean God sent ya. Rhyme with the skill, as if Nas Winter. College on scholarship, met pocket, said I'm down with ya. And when they wasn't writing rhymes, they fucking line sisters. Puffing on swishers, what's up, Milan? Every time I drop, I get the neck popping like LeBron swishes. K told me kill ya, and I gotta respect my mind wishes. When I let go, that's how my mind switches. No looking back, don't even wanna see my prime pictures. Pardon the rhyme scheme, I guess I'm long-winded. Let me switch it now. Back to Hell's Kitchen now. Up in Hover office like he the fucking principal. Put me in with Stargate. That shit was like detention now. Just telling my story, so dissing ain't my intention now. Drop a couple hits and all the dummies pay attention now. A shame when you learn the ins and outs of the game and reminisce on Lil Jermaine in the South. Rapping out loud with all the niggas that's cool to you. Just to realize that all them niggas was fooling you. And they ain't who they say they were. Talk about the streets, but nigga, they ain't really where they were. Acting just like they were. But who am I to judge? That's neither here nor there. Just know I know my nigga. I just like being aware. If I had one wish, I would fuck the intermen. At the same time, and put name tags on they titties so I don't get they names wrong. Screaming game on, like Wayne's World, that just came on. I'm rambling now, 5 days to finish the album, I'm scrambling now. Took a break from sampling now, just to say a few words to this bitch named Summer. June'll make 4 years since I gave you my number. The warm-up dropped, I got hot, you called it a classic. And Jay dropped auto-tune, you wanted them back, shit, play my position. The whole while still wishing. A year later, Drake put his key in your ignition. And I told my fellas, I dropped Friday Night Lights in the winter just to make her jealous. Wanted to drop the album in the summer, but the label didn't think that they could sell it. Recoup the first week, I think it ain't shit they can tell us. Do you agree? Been a long time coming, this thing between you and me. I can't let it go. I can't let it go. I think I need a... Let it go, let it go, let it go. They say I need to let it go. Cause nothing even matter. Yeah. June 25th.